I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These women, they're very attractive.
Absolutely.
They are not what used to be a stereotype.
Let's just get it out
of
there. That is the difference between a men's draft and a women's draft. They look different.
They look different.
In those outfits,
yes.
Dresses, makeup, all of it. Because not all of them wear makeup when they're playing.
Right.
Now, some do.
Right.
Some wear lashes and everything else.
Yes. Yes.
But you don't see the fashion and the fancy side of it's. And it's
yes.
With women, we know it's two different things.
It is.
It can be two different things. What you look
Amen.
Like with
That's
makeup
right.
on
That's right. That's right.
and dressed up and like you're going to prom, you know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what you look like regularly. And that's. I think that was part of it.
It's special,
Well, you know, the men dress up, too. It's just we're not.
Dude, they don't put on makeup. It doesn't change the look of them.
Well, Jared
Even
McCain
put them in
is going to paint his fingernails for you. I mean, is that what
Who?
You. Jared McCain, he's going to put on his fingernail polish for you on the draft?
Why you say for me?
I don't know. Whoever. You know? I mean,
again, it's not even close. What my point is made. It's
right.
different. Camila Cardozo looks completely different
right.
when she's in makeup and a dress than she does at 6'7 in shorts and a tank top playing
Facts.
Basketball.
No, I get what you mean.
And I was like wow. You just see a beautiful side of these women that you don't necessarily see as much
Fair
when they're
point.
Playing ball.
Like they get dolled up.
And
like
I think
that
was part of the I'm going to speak honestly. It was part of me being locked in last night. They
yes.
look completely different. Like
yes.
Rekia Jackson at Tennessee and then last night looked like two different people.
Now, see, this is the third or fourth time he's mentioned Rekia. He wants to come at me. You know, I hold my hand up for Nika.
No, again.
I hold my hand up for Nika.
No, best look was Angel Reese with the gown, looking like Cleopatra.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you.
But how much did that gown cost?
John is raising his hand.
I don't know. I don't know how much that gown cost. I mean, I was just sort of focused on the history that was being made.
You knew all about Caitlin Clark and how much the Prada cost.
She was the first man or woman to ever be outfitted by Prada on draft night. I mean, that says so much, doesn't it? It truly does. Who was Angel's outfit by?
Bronx and Banco, fool.
Who's that? Who is that, bro? Is that,
$5.
That K-Swiss? Is
High
that...
dollar. That's something that Beyonce would wear. You
yeah.
don't know nothing about that.
But who is it? Who is it?
You just know that Mulkey.
Banco and who?
Bronx and Banco, fool. Bronx and Banco.
Okay, who else had anything? Who else got drafted last night? Who went two?
Two was the...
Cameron Brink.
Yeah.
Who was she outfitted by?
I have no idea.
Gotcha. Okay. She got that pterodactyl wingspan, bro. I mean, she got long ass limbs.
You got Rekia Jackson from Tennessee.
She went what, third?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was third?
That was Camila Cardoza.
Chicago Sky.
Man, it's going to be hard to score on them.
She is large.
Her and Angel Reese on the same team.
But that's
right?
The thing. Kaitlyn Clark will just throw in bombs from Baghdad.
And see, the thing is, Kaitlyn is 6 feet 35. Tall, though. It's like you think, oh, guard. She's 6 feet.
John's girl got no mid-range game, though.
Who?
Kaitlyn.
Man, we got all we need.
No mid-range game. That's what we got to work on. Nika, she doesn't have one.
Nika got a ratchet, too. She just doesn't get talked about. She's more of a defender, but she got a ratchet as well.
Ain't nobody talking about Nika Mule today except you.
Dude.
She was a second rounder.
Value. Amazing value for whoever. I think it was the Seattle Storm that got her at 14.
It's too much. It's too much WNBA for
coming
from
Seattle.
You wore your orange. You wore your WNBA hoodie today.
It's just a Nike hoodie.
It's orange. It's WNBA, bro. You are woke. You did it. You crossed over. So without it, maybe even subconsciously, you didn't even realize it, but you did it.
I mean, I crossed over last night for sure.
Hey, I'll say this. The WNBA League Pass, last thing on this, okay, we'll move on. It's $20. At least it was last year. I don't know what it's going to be now.
They're going to go up. They'd be smart to go up next year.
It costs nothing.
With this class coming in, they'd be smart to go up.
And Amazon Prime has some games that they show on there. So if you got Prime, you get that as well. So
do you have it?
I had it last year. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I've been on WNBA since before it was cool.
Because it's easier to bet on.
Correct. But, I mean, you know, it is. And now it's going to be even more prevalent because people are going to want to bet on Kaitlyn Clark and Angel Reese.
You know.
All these new stars. I think this is a great thing for the WNBA. More eyeballs is just a good thing for the league.
Did you hear Nashville's trying to get a WNBA team?
Yes, she mentioned it. Benson said that Nashville was one of the three cities that the league mentioned.
Yep.
Them, Philly, and somebody else.
Well, why wouldn't Memphis be on that list?
Because Nashville's on it?
Well, they would not support a WNBA team in Nashville, I don't think.
Dude, they support everything.
You think they'd support a WNBA team there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe so. I know we'd support it in Memphis, though. Because I just...
Would we?
I think so, dude. I really do. If it was good, I mean, it's just like right, anything else. I mean, if it's awful, I mean, if we don't have any players that we recognize, we won't. But, I mean, I truly believe that... I mean, the Grizzlies showed you, and I think there really is, like... I think there's a big community of girls basketball fans here, you know, women's basketball. But, I mean, I feel like girls high school basketball is a thing here too, you know, or at least it used to be back in the day. I don't know if it is anymore, I guess. But I just feel like it'd be good here. But I guess we just can't have anything anymore. We can't get concerts. We can't get WNBA. We can't get – I mean, the showboats are going to move for sure. Well, we're going to have anything.
Don't get me started on them.
What are we last in the league in attendance?
Ticket sales at one point we were. I don't know what it is after this past week.
I don't think it went up, bro.
Well, they weren't. They were on the road, weren't they?
I think they were here last weekend.
Were they?
I think so. Yeah, I think they're on the road this weekend.
St. Louis this weekend.
Yeah.
Thought they went to they went to Birmingham, dude.
Okay, they did.
Because Birmingham unfurled their two-time champs.
Okay.
We were on the road. Pay attention.
It don't matter if they're
we suck.
It's the same attendance whether they're home or away.
They may replace us next year.
I think they will.
They may, if we don't keep it up. That's the sound of death. It's the sound of losing.
We're getting unlucky.
We had 5,000 at the opener, John.
Our offense
sucks. If they truly had 5,000, that's impressive.
When Papali is your best weapon,
right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's like watching paint dry.
Flip. The coach had to tell the quarterback last week, "We're getting killed out there. You're not going back in." That's what he said. That was great. That was a great line. He's like, all right, hey, listen.
Yeah, that's true. We could not protect Hookah, so
enough.
I guess he's got some.
We're getting killed out there. You can't, we can't risk it. We're going to have to put the backup in there, all right? That's brutal. Anyway, we'll come back with the rundown. Nick Friedell going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, I just try to film you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. The Chinese Communist Party Basketball Association resumes tonight with two play-in games. We have two play-in games tonight, starting with Lakers-Pelicans. Pelicans minus 1.5 right now at home over the Los Angeles Lakers. A little bit of background. Had the Los Angeles Lakers myself plus 3.5 on Sunday. I said, listen, there is one thing I know, that in a semi sort of meaningful game that is not the NBA championship, there was nobody better than King James. Now, we're not talking about the playoff. We're not talking about the championship. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a playoff-ish game, much like the play-in tournament that he won.
Yeah, 17 assists in that game I just saw.
12 in the first half, maybe?
28, 11, and 17 assists.
It was the play-in tournament, right? What do they call it? The NBA Cup? Isn't that what they call it? What's that thing they play in December now?
The in-season tournament.
Yeah, in-season tournament.
Cup,
not play-in.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
In-season tournament, yeah. Not play-in.
Play-in is tonight.
Yeah, the play-in tournament is this. This is
But they added that because of the success of the play-in. That's what Windhorse was talking about this morning, right?
Yes. The in-season tournament, the Lakers looked unbelievable, and they won that. They beat the Pacers, and they stopped caring for the next 2 to 3 months, right? And now they care again, and listen. So there's nobody that I think is better in these types of settings than one King James. With that being said, the Anthony Davis back injury is a major spook for me. That happened very strangely. It wasn't like he hit the floor. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to play.
He always comes up with something, though, right? It's the key is that he's going.
But his back, though, bro.
Yeah.
He's too important for them. He's too important for them. So I have no action on this game tonight. I think the Pelicans probably win it.
Oh, you're wrong.
I think they win it.
Wow, yeah. That's going to set up a heck of a game then.
Yes. That's the way that the NBA – it's the Chinese Communist Party, bro. They only want the best. They have to have max drama, right? So this is what it's going to be. Lakers and Dubs. For the chance to go to the playoffs.
Loser goes home.
Loser goes home.
Wouldn't get more dramatic than that.
That's what we're going to get, bro. That's like, you were talking about ratings. Mm. This would even outdraw. Maybe it could come close halfway to Iowa LSU. I mean, it would be halfway maybe of that in the women's game. But, yes, I think the Pelicans find a way to get it done tonight because they don't know any better, right? They just want to get to the playoffs. They don't care who it's against. They just want to get in and get going. And the Lakers, on the other hand, I think would take the approach of, we wouldn't mind losing this game if we lost this game for a chance to play the Thunder in the first round, because you know they'd win that series. And I think the Lakers would say, I'm not saying that they tank. They're not going to take a dive. But if they lost, right, it's like, well, fine, we lost. We got to beat the Warriors, who we beat in 6 games in the playoffs last year, or the Kings. The Kings. Come on. Even though AD is somehow 0-10 against Sabonis in his career. Don't ask me. So anyway, I think it's going to be a good game, an intriguing game. But then I think the Warriors do take care of the Kings. That's out to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I am on Moneyline. I'm on Golden State Moneyline minus 125. You're not going to find that anymore. That's been gone for 2 days. But I do not see a scenario where in the Narrative Basketball Association that the Kings in the Warriors season. I do not see it. I do not see it. I reject that. Again, if this was a 7-game series, I think they probably win tonight, right? Mm-hmm. If Gary Payton's out, it's a 7-game series. They won game one last year in Sacramento. Malik Monk might be on crack, but he is huge in this series.
Don't hold that against him now. He's gotten over that, it appears.
Okay, my bad. But he may have been on whatever substance he was on.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely massive in that first-round series last year, averaged 19 a game off the bench.
He's just been a good king, period.
Yes, the Warriors had no answer for that dude last year.
Yep.
Kevin Herter obviously provided some outside shooting that they do not and are sorely missing right now.
Big time. And it's cost them down the stretch.
Yeah,
the regular
season. They're just kind of fading.
Yes.
And the Warriors...
blown huge leads in some of these losses.
This is like... I always try to visualize, like, okay, well, can this team lose? I don't see the Warriors losing this game.
They're not going to lose this one, and then they're going to beat the Pelicans and be the 8 seed, John.
Wow.
And that's the way it really needs to be.
That's how you see it.
Let's be real. I mean, you know, screw the Pelicans and Sacramento at this point in the season. They've already showed you the way they played, finished up the regular season. They're not ready for some deep run in the playoffs, like you said, especially the shooting right now. They don't have it without Monk and Herter. So let's keep what needs to be in there. Keep Lakers at 7 and Golden State gets the 8 by knocking, you know, losing tonight and then beating the Pelicans.
All right, so you have
it would be Golden State, OKC.
Well, yes, right?
and then Denver Lakers.
Well,
and that's great. That's great.
It's better. It's better than the Pelicans in getting in. That's
1,000%.
Unfortunately for them, they're just and JV can't even play anymore. Really, he's just getting played off the floor off the rip. He did play against the Kings because he can battle in there with Sabonis, but they could not play him against AD the other night. They got to go with Nance. That is the scary part. It's like you're getting a guy that's like very good offensively,
right?
And Jonas, he can't even touch the floor now.
7 minutes of that game.
Yeah, like, they couldn't, and most of that was garbage, Jason. I mean, I don't even know if they started him.
He started.
Yeah, he got played off the floor immediately.
Man, he's very quickly.
Yeah, like it was instantaneous. So yeah, it's just I think that is a bit. If you're telling me, because
you're right, and Nance ended up with 31 minutes.
Yeah, he's a little bit more above the rim,
but only 6 rebounds.
Yeah. That happened against the Suns too.
That's tough for them.
They put Larry Nance out there against the Suns because Nurkic was getting the better of Jonas. I think if Anthony Davis is definitely healthy and he's not limited by the back, I mean he was killing them. He was up. He was finishing every lob, high flying, couldn't keep him off the rebound, off the boards. You know,
the other reason for the Lakers to go hard, rest. It gives them 3 days off if they win tonight.
And for a team like them,
going into the playoffs, they need as much rest as possible.
That's the other reason why
they won't tank.
Didn't
they score 70 in the first half? I mean, they were up early. That's what they're going to try to do early is knock them out. Now, I'm with you if you're down 20, you're not playing, 25, right. You're not playing LeBron and AD deep into the fourth quarter. You rest them at that point. But they're absolutely – this old team needs the rest. And it'd be 3 days off, I think, that they'd get if they went go ahead and win tonight. And push up, set in that 7-2 matchup. Again, it's not going to be good.
Right.
Denver owns you.
Yes,
and they would own you early. They'd own you late. You may as well try to get them early.
Yeah, I love the plan. The plan's awesome. Play-in gives us game sevens before we have to get through
an entire
series.
It's awesome right now. It's Winhorst said it's 6 games that we care about. It's really 5 because you don't care about Chicago, Atlanta.
No.
And my point is, it will start to look more like that eventually. Where it's those kinds of teams.
Well, the Thunder were once in it last Golden, year. That was fun.
Once the Warriors in them. I mean, I guess if you want to get up for young teams that are on the come up, I guess that's what it could. That's what it's eventually going to be, I guess.
I mean, the older teams but that have no direction.
But I mean, we care because it's LeBron and Steph tonight. I mean, that's the main reason.
I mean, that's,
And we're going to care because that Philadelphia team could make a run out of it.
Yes.
But it's not always going to be like that is my thing. Yes, it's added some intrigue in 6 games that we care about now. But eventually, I think it could trail off, man. Especially you get matchups like Chicago and Atlanta. At some point, it's just going to be the tenth worst team in the West, and they ain't got Steph Curry and those guys. I mean,
right.
It's going to be a bad team.
Right.
But right now, you're right. I mean, it adds a ton of intrigue. It's great. It's been great. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
It's been good for the league. They added those games, and that's to your point. That's why they added more games with the in-season tournament. How many more games can we add? NBA, it's all about the business of it.
Golden State, by the way, since February the 1st, so 2.5 months, is 15-0 as a favorite on the road.
Yeah, but a lot of those were against trash, I think.
So you have...
But, I mean, 15-0 is 15-0.
Look, I'm happy to go through these with you, actually have them. Grizz, great team. Nets, great team. 76ers. Jazz twice,
76ers,
Wizards,
Beat at that time.
Knicks, Raptors, Spurs, Heat, Hornets, Spurs, Rockets, Lakers, Blazers, Kings.
I literally told you what it was, and you just went in there and opened up the garbage can and looked.
These are great teams.
Told you.
Teams like the Grizz,
Trash.
The Hornets, the Spurs. You don't just
jump.
Go,
don't sit up here and tell me how impressive that is until you know what's in that trash can.
No, it's
now the Kings might as well be that.
Lakers on the road was impressive.
Yeah.
Heat on the road.
There's a couple in there.
Knicks on the road. Again, I don't know. 76. I don't know who's in, who's out, right? Like, that's the problem. Like, I don't know who, you know, which team. Obviously, if you're favored against the 76ers in Philly, that would mean no Embiid.
Exactly.
Probably no Maxey. I don't know. But at any rate, yes, this is going to be a fun night of professional basketball.
And you said you're not messing with the first one. You're messing with the second one?
I got the Warriors.
You've already got it.
I got Warriors money line. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's just the narrative. It's just the narrative situation. Don't see it. Don't see the Kings be. I think the Kings are pretty mediocre. Now, they had their full complement of guys where they could kind of just keep sending waves. Different, right? It's different. But you're now depending on guys like Keon Ellis and Davion Mitchell to play big minutes for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, bro, this is the Golden State Warriors. Like, I know they're old. I know they're, like, about to, like, kick the bucket. But they still have Steph. They still have Draymond. Kuminga's taking a step.
Yes.
Podziemski's good. Chris Paul is playing at a lights-out level. Like,
in his last few games,
it would shock me. It would shock me. It would be, honestly, one of the most shocking results in sports in the past year if the Warriors lose an elimination game against the Kings. It just would. I that's how I feel. Anyway, should be a fun night of basketball tonight in the NBA.
Next story.
We'll just continue the NBA talk with the Team USA squad and announcement. I guess it's going to be formally announced here pretty soon. But we now know LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid going to join AD, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, Tyrese Haliburton. Talked a little bit about it with Jessica Benson. Whether it was Jaren Jackson, Jalen Brunson, a lot of that FIBA team not back. I think actually the only two from the – I mean, I know, you know, Anthony Edwards, was on that squad. And then Haliburton was on that squad. But the rest of it's pretty changed out.
Yep.
And it's gone to go get the stars. And we get that. And you know, the point we made about Brunson and Haliburton, they probably do got the right guy. Because Haliburton was more of the playmaker. And again, when you're talking about having, you know, Steph and Anthony Edwards and Booker and all these scorers, Jason Tatum, having that setup guy, Brunson's more of a scorer first, makes a lot of sense. And so in that case, they probably got the right guy, too. I wanted to be mad at this. You really can't. There's nobody, I mean, you could, Bam Adebayo, I guess, but Bam Adebayo is going to do his job and rebound and play defense, and that's what this team needs. So more about fit, and I tell you, I mean, after that FIBA appearance, you need to go out here and win this thing. You know what, Germany doesn't own basketball, you know, world basketball. The USA should. And so, no, it's about having the right guys out there, having the right fits, and I think for the most part, one spot still remains open. John's told me that's going to end up being Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
Is what the word is, so long as he's healthy. Now, there is no guarantee that all of these guys will have a healthy playoffs and be fine for the Olympics by the time it starts. So you could see some subs put in there. But for the most part, I think Grant Hill's got it right. And I'm no big Grant Hill fan. I'd love to criticize him. I think he's got it right here, though. I can't touch him.
I'm not going to cry over that. That team was an embarrassment. It just was. I don't want much from that team. Not saying Jaren's responsible, but, you know, we were talking about that, you know, just then and earlier off the air, just his rebound rate, right?
2.9 rebounds in those 8 games.
Just not enough.
No.
Just not enough.
That's less than Haliburton.
Yeah.
I mean, they need their bigs to do their jobs against the world.
Now, I'm not a huge fan of Bam Adebayo. I will say that.
He'll play defense and rebound. Yeah, That's the thing. He will play his role. He doesn't need to be a star.
Right.
What you don't need is another big that scores when you got AD and Embiid.
That's true. You don't. You don't.
He want to go in there and play his role.
So
it fits together pretty well, to be honest with you.
I was listening to Jeff today talking about this on the way in. He said he thinks Ja will be an Olympian.
4 years from now.
I guess, L.A.? Yeah. Yeah, not this year, but he thinks he will be a future Olympian.
I do, too.
Okay, you share that view.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think Jaren will.
No, I don't think Jaren will.
If you can't pick it up from a rebounding standpoint and bring that part of it to it, I mean, there's bigs in this league they'll go get that can score, too, but also do the rebounding job. So he's the one that I feel like is in trouble after what should have been, hey, you got a good head start on it with your FIBA experience. The way they look at their bigs, got to feel like you got to get more from the boards. Yeah, Ja's got a chance. There's no question in 4 years. So long as he stays on the court, stays healthy.
Yeah, I'd have to sort of, you know, obviously.
Again, Haliburton, you know.
You got to think about Luka is definitely going to be in the mix.
No.
After he gets naturalized.
Yeah, no. But that's what I'm saying. Can you put Ja above Halliburton? Is Ja going to go in there? Because Ja's not going to shoot 47% from three.
No.
He can get you the assists, and it can be all.
Well, Steph's going to go. I mean, so Steph's gone.
I'm telling you, give me some point guards. Yeah. That are. I mean,
he could replace Steph. He'd be the Steph. Like, he'd be that slot replacement. Who else would it be? If they already have Tyrese on there, Steph's not. This is going to be Steph's last rodeo. Who else would it be?
I mean, it could be Brunson. Could go back to him.
You don't want that. You need a little more athleticism, in my view. But maybe. You'd be fighting it out with him. I mean, Brunson's stone cold. So, I couldn't.
And again, defensively?
Right.
You get nothing from Ja.
Right. Right.
That's it's about fitting pieces together.
I think most people right now would say they prefer Brunson over Ja. And it's probably earned. Because Ja's on availability and his decision-making, and Brunson's been freaking awesome. In the absence of Randall there in New York. I mean, they're the two seed. My God. Yeah. I mean, Randall for like, what, a month? Month and a half? He's been out for a while. So, yeah, I think you're right. Brunson is definitely the guy that would get in over Ja.
If we're replacing Steph, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you take three?
Probably.
But who would you leave off? I mean, Kawhi, right? Kawhi's going to but you're going to replace.
I mean, Booker and Ant are probably going to be on it 4 years from now.
No doubt.
So we're losing guard spots quickly, yeah. Yes.
So Tyrese Halliburton is not going anywhere. I mean, that probably was Ja's spot. You know, that probably was earmarked for him. And unfortunately, he's not healthy and everything else that went on. But yeah.
But yeah, once Halliburton performed so well in FIBA,
right.
That's where
he got
passed up for.
Who else
for
would
now,
it, who do you think would be on the list? Brunson, Ja, is there a third that's obvious?
The De'Arons of the world,
no.
They were considered this year.
I don't
so
want
they'll be in there.
Don't want De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of hurting for like the next generation of point guard, huh?
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't say we're hurting.
I'm trying to think like who is there like a young guy that's you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think like who might be the
Maxi.
Oh, Maxi. Even though he's more of an off ball, but
you can put him on ball.
Yeah, he could do it.
Again with
he
his,
could do it,
with
yeah.
his ability.
He could do it.
And that's another young guard that's that's on the move, on the way up.
He could do it.
No question about it.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Let's see. Would Garland be in the mix?
I don't think so. Not good enough?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, because you have like foreigners, right? Like you have like Jamal Murray's Canadian, you know.
Yep.
Nobody from the Thunder? I guess they're all foreign.
SGA's Canadian.
Yeah.
You guys have mentioned Bane, right?
Yeah, but Bane's not going to make it.
Because I mean, he'd be in competition with like Devin Booker.
Yeah.
You know those pure shooting guards.
Booker, Tatum, Edwards.
Tatum more. Yeah. Edwards and Booker.
Yeah.
That's who Bane's got to get. Unless you're taking three shooting guards.
Yeah.
But now if they're in a point where, you know, that you're going to need shooting,
yeah.
Bane's going to always be considered.
What about Paolo? Paolo, is he going to be on the
That's
Olympic roster?
Pick.
He's not. He may be in 4 years. Yeah. He's not on this one. But, again, I tell you, he had a decent FIBA.
Yep.
Again, better rebounder than Jaren was and you know, his first time out.
You know, Paolo will replace Kawhi. That's who it'll be. Like, it'll be him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be that sort of tweener that comes in after Kawhi calls it a career. Problem is we don't have any replacement for AD. That's the big problem from the Olympic standpoint. We don't have any great, like, we don't have any great big that can do what AD can do. I don't know if this may not be his last Olympics. I don't know. But, like, we have guys that can do one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But AD's like a freak. He can do everything.
That's true.
You know, we already had to recruit Embiid, man. We already had to get, I guess we could do that again. I guess we could. What about Wimbanyama? Can we get Wimby?
I don't know about Embiid 4 years from now.
What about Wimby, bro?
No, he's.
What's up, dude?
He's a Frenchman.
What's up, dude? America, man.
He's not buying it.
Damn. Well, we would not have said Embiid would buy, but he went to college here. He went to Kansas. You know, a lot of people don't remember that, but he went to Kansas.
They're
so.
With Tarik Black.
Yeah, he was definitely like in the culture in America. Like it wasn't just he came over for the league. although it was only a year, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in high school in America?
Well, I do not know.
I think he went to like a
so.
Yeah, I think he went to like
a top rated prospect for sure when it wasn't international. Pretty sure he'd done it here.
Let's see. I want to say he went to friggin' The Rock, bro. Joel Embiid went to The Rock in Gainesville.
Hmm.
So he was in America for years before he went to
the
NBA.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you where, but I thought so.
Yeah, Wimby, not same.
No.
Not same. But, again, that is what we are really good at doing.
But you're telling me this guy Bouzelis is?
Bouzelis is American.
He's raised in Chicago or something?
He'll have to make a choice. He'll be one of those guys.
Because of his heritage.
If he's good enough, he'll probably pay for America, though. If he's of that caliber,
yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody in this draft?
This draft?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody?
No.
What about...
you going to put Klingon in there?
Oh, Klingon, dude.
He's not going in, no.
Klingon's
going
to be our big of the future, bro.
That dude can't score.
I don't want to hear this when the Grizz draft him, and then you're going to say he can score. Nah, dude, we really should. I mean,
again, if Jaren would up the rebound, he'd be perfect because he plays defense for you. He can stretch
score,
the floor. On the offensive side, he does a lot of things. I mean, he got better offensively this year.
Yeah.
It's just, again, you got to bring something to the table with the rebound. You can't leave it to the guards.
Well, I've said this before.
Or else they're going to pass you up.
There are things in this life that I just will not compromise on, right? And one of the things that I refuse to compromise on is America not being the absolute best in basketball. It's like, that is where I am at my most patriotic, right? I'm at my, get out the American flag, get Lee Greenwood going, dog, star, spangled banner. I ain't taking no for an answer in basketball in America, all right? And unfortunately, you know, the World Cup, we sent the bozos, we sent the clowns, and we got dispatched properly. I can't remember. They lost to somebody. I think they lost to, the select team in practice, in a scrimmage, and it leaked. And that's when I was like, oh, this team sucks. This team's not built for this, man. They ain't built to wear the uniform. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed that. But maybe it's a humbling for the Americans.
Again, we're sending our best.
Yeah, this is I don't even know who would be. Is Wimby playing in the Olympics?
Yes, of course they'll play for France.
France ain't got no guards, though. I don't think they have any, I don't think they have anybody that could challenge us on the perimeter. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be America and Serbia like it always is. I mean, it's going to be in Germany. I mean, Germany will have something to say with the Wagners and Dennis Schroeder and all their guys that they're going to run back from the World Cup. So it'll be America, Canada will be a factor again.
I would think so.
Spain maybe, but you know, they ain't really talking about much.
No.
France.
The ball was dead.
France with Wimby. And then Serbia. I mean, Serbia's gonna have Jokic this time. So
Germany will have Schroeder and the Wagners. Who else was on that team? Anybody? Well, how did they, was it just them that did the majority of the damage?
Yeah.
The two Wagners and Schroeder.
And they didn't even have Maxi Kleber in the World Cup. I bet they'll have him in the Olympics.
Defensively would have been.
Yeah. They had one dude, bro. They had who was it, man?
I feel like there was somebody else.
He doesn't play in the NBA, okay. but he was like, I'm
giving it to him.
I really should know, considering that maybe
they were your squad.
You know, $4,000. but I don't really remember, man. You have to forgive me. I remember Serbia, and Serbia will have the Grizz Killer that they didn't have in the World Cup this past year, Micić. And they'll have is the dude on the Kings Serbian? Bro, we got Serbians coming out the ass, bro. He's crazy. What's this dude's name? Hold on, he hit a three the other night. I'm gonna find it. Sasha Vizinkov. Oh, he's Bulgarian. He's not Serbian. Whoo, whoo. Dodge that one.
LeBron and them ain't worried about that.
Oh, man. Anyway, yes. We're watching. Always with a mindful eye on the future of international basketball. You know, we're not who was our man? That former who's over the international? Is it Grant Hill?
Yeah, it's Grant Hill. Does
who did it used to be? Like Brian McDonough or something?
Colangelo.
Colangelo. Yes, that's who it was. Mm. He's not on it anymore.
Mm, I don't think so. He's handed it over.
Yeah, so we're sort of like the Colangelo and Grant Hill in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? We're always trying to evaluate, see what's coming down the pipeline. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What foreigner can we naturalize? You know, because you would see like for you know, who was it? Montenegro. You would see like, dude, Mike Jones. Oh, come on, bro. You're not there. You're not from there. You're not from there. It's it's Vucevic and Mike Jones with the assist for Montenegro. Nah, dude.
It was like your boy Kyle Anderson playing for China.
That's right. But I think Mike Jones just lived there. He played professionally there, and he ended up getting like a citizenship. So it's basically what Joel Embiid has done, kind of in a way. But he came over here before he played in the NBA. But we got to stay on. That's really where we got to stay on top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come over. We will get you. We will expedite your citizenship. You ain't got to take the test.
With this team, these will not be close. They are going to thrash the rest of the world this year.
I assume they will be
Embiid and AD.
They'll be a pretty big favorite. They'll probably be like
this one. It won't even be fun. It's going to be like that old Barkley team that's just running over the Angolans and all that.
Serbia going to have something to say.
It won't be fun in the sense that, I mean, it'll be fun in the highlights, but it won't be fun basketball. It won't be competitive basketball. They're going to squash those folks.
You think
even Serbia, dude? This is it. This is a perfect team.
Jokic
just about
swept AD, bro. I mean. Just saying.
That's one person. How about Jokic against AD and Embiid, fool, when AD is at the four? What's he going to do then?
I mean, that's
He can't defend both of them.
In fairness, that is stacking the deck. We must win. It would be an embarrassment of the highest order if we do not win with this roster.
Now, they will thrash the rest of the world. I'm guaranteeing you that.
You think it's not even going to be. You only know
it will not be close. It won't be close. And based on you coming off an embarrassing performance, we're going to show you the real USA. That's going to be the attitude by these guys.
We got the mission accomplished going.
We pushed out the scrubs basically with our FIBA team, and here we come. Dude, because if they don't, you know, they'll get knocked.
I mean, you think this will be a performance like 1776 type, like Declaration of Independence. We're taking back what's ours.
Yeah, for you, because you're so dead set on it. Yeah. America must run basketball. It's a world game now, Joe.
I know, but we...
A lot of the best players in the NBA now are foreign.
Much like basketball affairs, the United States is expected to be on top. You know, we got to police the rest of the world. You know, we got to keep everybody happy. We got to keep our... You go over there in your corner. You go over there in your corner.
Canada coming. They had the Canadian girl from UConn. I didn't realize she was Canadian. One of the UConn young ladies that was drafted high, she's Canadian. She's saying, everybody got to come to Washington and watch my games. Canada basketball, man. Like, what they've done here in the last few years has been impressive.
Yeah,
Canadian basketball.
It's true. It's like when Nick Saban was at Alabama, right? I mean, everybody else had to get good because there was no alternative. When Cal was at Memphis, everybody in CUSA had to get good. You know, I think people just get tired of getting destroyed by America.
Aaliyah Edwards is who I'm speaking of.
Okay.
Went to the Mystics. She was
saying, I did not know she was Canadian.
Yeah, I didn't either till last night. And that's what I was saying. She was telling all of Canada to come down to Washington, watch my games.
But, how about that?
And she's an absolute stud.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, I mean, that's, you know, America, hegemony in the world, hegemony in basketball. Everybody wants to call us.
I'll say, we produce Ja. Them folks produce SGA. Like, that's a pretty damn good answer to Ja.
It is. It is. They produced Dylan Brooks. We produced CJ.
I'll say Jamal Murray, fool.
Huh?
They produced Jamal Murray. Like, he's legit.
Yeah, he's good. But he came to America for basketball. So did SGA. That's the thing. Like, you're born in America, or you're born in Canada, but where do you
come? It's still them. They come here and take our game is what they do.
No, they come here and they get
better.
It's
still Canadians.
Because I would like to see you stay in Canada. Don't come over here. Stay in Canada and then tell me what you look like.
They come here to top our game and take it from us and make frustrate of Patriots like you.
No, I think you are confusing that with hockey. All right? This is basketball. You know, if SGA stayed in Canada his whole life, that man would not be in the NBA right now. He had to come to Kentucky, get top-tier coaching from John Calipari. Didn't he play high school in America too?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. One of those prep schools, right? I don't know where.
So but again, that's the best level. That's the highest level.
You have to come to America to get the instruction, to get the top tier instruction. Like Coach Teed. You don't have Coach Teed in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You got to come to America for that.
Right.
United States of America.
Yeah.
We don't go to Canada. You don't see Americans say, I got to go to Canada to get basketball coaching.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Americans say, I got to go to Canada to get football coaching. You know, they come here. Everybody wants to come here. Know what I'm saying?
Luka didn't.
That is true.
So stop.
That's true. But he had to play professionally. He played in Real Madrid.
That's what they do over there when they're good. It's what Wimby did. Right, it's what they do. They don't have to come
Canada.
Over, bro.
I'm just talking about Canada. just Canada, not like Spain and the other European countries. That's fair. Mark played in Spain, and I guess he played high school here for a little bit, but he didn't really become himself until he was with Barcelona.
Canada need to get their high school and college ranks up.
Yeah, so, and there's no question.
But they're producing some hellified players.
That weird college got a win over Memphis in that exhibition, and they ain't done anything since, you know?
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
No, there were a couple got wins over Memphis.
Oh, it was a couple.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what started the movement, and Canada saw what was possible when Josh took the team up there. Anyway, yes, Olympics should be a lot of fun. What else we got in the Olympics? We got anything else we're trying to win?
Yeah, 3-on-3.
Oh, 3-on-3.
Weirdly.
Okay.
Like Robbie Hummel or something weird is in it.
Yeah.
Are we sending our best to that?
Our best 3-on-3.
I feel like we could send the best team from Memphis be better than Robbie Hummel.
I don't know. Robbie got that, like, post-up game, that old man game that you can't, like, he's not going to run. But
bro, I will send Jeremiah Martin over there. We'll do better.
That's not a bad option. You know, I feel like Memphis does have some elite 3-on-3 options.
Man, no question.
Not 5-on-5, but 3-on-3 for sure. Like Adonis and a 3-on-3?
Dude, Jeremiah, Diedrich.
Ooh.
And who's my shooting guard?
Well, Chris Jones, if he's good, you know, he's an option.
Well, you went older there. I guess him and Diedrich are both. No, I feel like Chris Jones is older.
Well, we got to have some experience.
Why did you go old Chris Jones, bro?
Well, who else would it?
Jeremiah, Diedrich, and somebody relatively recent.
Mark Freeman.
Hit next story, bro.
Next story.
What's wrong with Mark Freeman?
You try and turn it back to Penny's recruiting. Talking about Mark Freeman.
Exactly. He wants Mark Freeman and Devon Barnes.
He just pivoted to Penny's recruiting.
But he will not take them on the United States 3-on-3 team, though. But y'all trying to get me excited for the Memphis Tigers. Yeah, I don't want to talk about this situation anymore. I don't want to talk about them because y'all ain't ready for it. Most of y'all ain't ready for it. Y'all can't have a constructive conversation about the strategy without getting offended, you know?
Jeremiah Martin was leading our Memphis-based
TBT
before he got hurt. Remember that?
Is that true? I don't really remember.
We were on our way.
You mean like in the
Yeah, he got hurt in that game, remember? And it threw everything off. He got hurt. He came down. We thought maybe he tore his ACL or something. He's perfect.
This was Darius Washington's?
Yeah, was
he playing for us?
Might have been playing for us on that one. I'm not sure. Okay. One of those years he was playing for us. But, yes, Jeremiah, that was our best shot. Mm-hmm. When we lost him, we lost our chance. He would lead our 3-on-3 Memphis team to a gold medal in the Olympics.
How would Chris Chioza be in 3-on-3?
Probably good.
I mean, he's not a scorer.
Right.
But
he's got to be – the three would have to be hitting at a 40 to 45% clip because he's going to get a ton of open threes.
I feel like you need him for the facilitation. You know, you need like ISO guys. We have so many ISO guys in Memphis that I definitely feel like if you did a countrywide tournament, the Memphis ilk would definitely have a chance.
They had Tarico on that thing.
Yeah, we have so many.
Tarico White.
We got dudes who are buckets but can't play team basketball.
Well, I didn't name him for that. You're saying yes if you're making Tarico and putting him in that. Tarico had a great career.
No, I'm just saying like overall.
Yeah.
Like not him specifically, okay. But just, you know.
Well, since you said that right after I said Tarico, it made it sound like you were putting him in that.
He's a bucket.
In that boat.
We got so many buckets just straight up. You ain't got to worry about nothing else. Just go score. Anyway, there you go. International Basketball Olympics. No Jaren, but should be a lot of fun as the United States reminds everybody who they are
right. In
this basketball stuff. All right, we'll come back. Nick Friedell going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the play-in games tonight, playoffs, and more. Jason and John, Eddie Turner FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll have some news here momentarily about Billy Richmond the third. But in the meantime, we'll give you some news about Billy Richmond Jr., who is doing it big out at the Wing Guru. He, of course, has the best wings in Memphis. Wherever you may travel, near, far, you'll come back for those wings at the Wing Guru. My go-to is the garlic sriracha, but you may like, you know, something a little spicier. They got you covered. They got Can't Catch Cow. They got the Triple J sauce. It's all the best whipping up at the Wing Guru.
And if you haven't tried the latest menu item, Billy's crispy, delicious fried chicken legs dipped in your favorite Wing Guru flavor, then you need to get over there and give it a shot. I'm a guy that likes easy. I could usually go boneless, 10 boneless. Nashville hot for me. But yes, you must try these chicken legs. They are absolutely fantastic. And of course, got 22 flavors to pick from. Find out what's yours. Maybe it's the Triple J. Maybe it's the Can't Catch Cow. Bunch to choose from. And I bet you're going to like more than one when you see Billy Richmond. You tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right, yeah. So the news is Billy Richmond III, who was previously committed to Kentucky, is he's gone. He's not going to Kentucky anymore. He's decommitted. As expected. I mean, nobody wants to play for Kentucky now.
He was committed to Cal, not Kentucky.
Yeah, but Billy Richmond III has reopened his recruitment. I don't know anything in terms of like insight, but my instinct is he's just going to go to Arkansas. That's what my instinct has been the whole time.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, what'd you have? Them, Alabama, Memphis, and LSU involved, and mm-hmm. I imagine he'll get those calls again. And if I'm Penny, I'd go ahead and make the call because clearly he stayed in and on Billy till the end, and you missed. And so it's worth making a call on, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
It seemed like that was about playing for a coach that his father played for as well, about playing for a coach that's brought in a ton of talent. And I don't see why that would change now. You're even in the same league, you know, and there's a good chance you'll be, which, I mean, you thought you're going to be at the top of it at Kentucky. Good chance you'd be at the top of the league with Cal at Arkansas. So. Would seem like to me the likelihood is he ends up there.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Kentucky fans are funny, man. They are like if Cal had like they got their first commit today, Colin Chandler, a 2022 recruit who was on a mission trip and you know was headed to BYU and is now coming
I
to Kentucky.
He'd get a lot of those kids.
Yeah, like if Cal had gotten a dude like that, it would be like mattresses being thrown out of the apartments. It would be like, oh, this guy sucks. Why are we taking this guy? Mm-hmm. And instead, it's like, he's a really tough kid. He's great.
This is what we need.
Like, yeah, man.
Again, they say they're, but they have to. They're in a defensive stance right now.
Right.
The rest of the country, back off. We're going to be fine, just like we were after Cal. So, of course, they're going to try to spin everything. This is what we need.
Like, here's like a perfect Kentucky fan tweet right now. They love it. He's 20 years old. People have to understand things are going to be different. Get over all the five-star talk. I want players that want to play and want to play hard. And somebody said to this fan, you're lowering the standard already, how the mighty have fallen. And the Kentucky fan said, lowering the standard? What did the five stars get at Kentucky? Let's see the last 4 or 5 years. Okay, regular season, bad tournament season. I don't care about stars. Look at UConn. You don't need a team of five stars to win. And as I gently reminded, the Kentucky fan. UConn had two top 10 picks, right. Two lottery picks. Other than that, you were completely correct. But you just have to remove the two top 10 players in the draft. But other than that, yes, stars don't matter. Like, people sort of use results to confirm their own sort of.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.